请我们低头有点祷告。
Let's bow down and pray.
主，我们早上把这一点的时间放在你恩手中。
Lord, in the morning we commit this time into your graceful hand.
愿你有话对我们说。
May you have words to say to us.
我们都在这里。
We are all here.
听我们的祷告。
Listen to our prayer.
奉耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. Amen.我们再把以弗所书第二章第十节再念一遍。
We will turn back to Ephesians chapter 2 verse 10.
找到了，我们同声一起来念。
We will read all together.
我们掩饰他的工作在基督耶稣里造成的，为要叫我们行善，就是神预备叫我们行。
For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do.
我们在读诗篇一百三十九篇。
And then we'll read Psalm 139.
第十七节和十八节。
Verse 17 and 18.
我们还是一同念。神啊，你的意念向我何等宝贵，起诉何等众多，我若数点比海沙更多，我睡醒的时候能和你同在。
How precious to me are your thoughts, O God! How vast is the sum of them! Were I to count them, they were outnumbered the grains of sand. When I awake, I am still with you.
这样告诉我们说，神啊，你的意念向我何等宝贵。
Here says, How precious to me are your thoughts, O God.
其数何等众多，我若数点，比海沙更多。
How vast is the sum of them, were I to count them, they would outnumber the grains of sand.
我们再读诗篇七十八篇。
And then Psalm 78.
七十八篇七十二节。
Psalm 78 verse 72.
于是他按心中的纯正，是用手中的巧妙引导他们。
And he shepherded them with integrity of heart, with skillful hands he led them.
这节圣经是说到神把大卫从百姓中间分别出来。
This verse speaks of how God separated David.
那么他要按着心中的纯正牧养他们。
That he would shepherd them with integrity of heart.
用手中的巧妙引导他们。
And with the skillful hands to lead them.
那我们的神更是这样。
Even so with our God.
我们的圣经暂时先读到这里。
That's so much for scripture reading.
我们知道这一本的圣经，这本的圣经一开头是说到神的创造。
We know in the beginning the Bible speaks of the creation of God.
而这个创造结束在神造了亚当和夏娃，他们成为夫妻。
The creation finished when God created.Adam and Eve as husband and wife.
神说甚好。
God says very good.
神就安息了。
And God rested.
这本圣经的最末了。
In the very end of the Bible.
也讲到有一位的羔羊。
Speaks of a lamb.
他迎娶他的心腹。
The feast of the bride of the lamb.
所以最后的圣经说到羔羊和羔羊的妻。
The end of the Bible says the lamb and the bride of the lamb.
创世纪说到亚当和亚当的妻。
Genesis says Adam and his wife.
在创世纪里面是让我们看到神创造的一个目的。
It shows us the purpose of the creation of God.
而这个目的是照着他的计划来创造的。
And that purpose is according to his plan.
而是把他的计划隐藏在这个创造的里面。
His purpose is hidden in the creation.
要一直到启示录的时候。
Until the book of Revelation.
我们才懂得神创造万有，神创造人类的目的。
Then we start to understand the purpose of God's creation, the purpose of God created human being.
乃是神要为他的儿子来创造万有。
Is that God created all for his son.
他要让人类都归给他的儿子。
He wanted all human beings to go back to his son.
成为他的妻。
To become his wife.
这是神的计划。
This is the plan of God.
所以在神儿女们中间流行了一句这样的话。
So among God's children, there's such saying.
那神永远的计划。
The eternal purpose of God.
或者说神永远的旨意。
The eternal plan of God.
就是神有他计划，他有个旨意，就是要得着让他的儿子基督得着一个幸福。
God has a purpose that is for his son Christ to have a bride.
而为什么要叫做永远？
Why do we call it?
因为这件事是从永远要成就到永永远远。
Because this matter is from eternal to eternal.
这就是神永远的计划。
This is what we call the eternal purpose of God.
而我们的神计划了，他一定要来实现。
And whatever God purposes, he will do it.
所以神让我们看见启示录说神的计划最终一定要实现。
So Revelation tells us, in the very end, God's purpose will be fulfilled.
中间从创世纪第三章到启示录二十章。
In between from Genesis chapter 3 all the way to Revelation chapter 20,
乃是说到人类的堕落史。
It talks about the history of the fallen of man.
好像神的计划被破坏了。
As if God's purpose was destroyed.
但是神不失败。
But God never fails.
所以在启示录的十九章、二十章。
So Revelation chapter 19 and 20.
让我们看见有一般的人是被情妇羔羊的婚宴。
We see a group of people, they go to the feast of the bride of the lamb.
在犹太人的中间，他们的婚宴很特别。
Among the Jews, the wedding feast is very special.
他们先享受那个婚宴。
They will first enjoy the feast.
以后新郎的和他的朋友们怎么跟着新郎去迎娶新妇。
And then the bridegroom will go with his companies to see the bride.
启示录十九章二十章乃是说到羔羊的朋友或者新郎的朋友在被请来享受羔羊的婚宴。
Revelation chapter 19 speaks of the companies of the bridegroom. They were asked to go to the feast.
因为有这个羔羊的婚宴，所以就有二十一章、二十二章那有个羔羊的婚娶。
Because of the feast in chapter 21, Revelation chapter 21 and 22, there was the wedding of the bride of the lamb.
那一般在羔羊婚宴有份的人
，and all those that have portion in the feast.
乃是在主耶稣的国度里面有份的。
They have a portion in the kingdom of Christ.
一般人都用这样的来说，这是得胜者的婚宴。
We often say it's the feast of the overcomers.
所以神的计划一定会完成。
So God's purpose will be fulfilled.
他知道整体没有办法实现的时候，
even when as a whole it could not be accomplished,
他就呼召一些人来，
he calls out some,
让这一些人来完成神的托付，
that these can accomplish the trust of God.
但是神又看这一些的人，
but also God look at those,
他们在代表整体来完成神的计划，
as one who represents the whole.
这就是圣经里面那有关得胜者的呼召。
This is the calling of the overcomers in the Bible.
而这个呼召是为着所有整体神的儿女。
This calling is ready for all the children of God.
所以启示录第二章第三章到最后都说得胜的得胜的得胜的。
So in Revelation chapter 2 and 3 always says he who overcomes, he who overcomes.
最后说圣灵向众教会所说的话。
What the Spirit says to the church.
还是说这一个得胜的呼召是为着所有整体的。
That tells us the calling of the overcomer is for all the church.
但愿意听见这个呼召答应这个呼召的人还是少数。
Whoever hears it, whoever responds to the calling, are but a few.
我们知道，在人类的历史中有很多功封伟业的人。
We know in the history of mankind there are many great figures.
他们在人的心目中是相当伟大。
They are a great human being in the heart, in the thoughts of man.
但是在神的心目中却没有任何的地位。
But those have nothing in the eyes of God.
然而有一批的人，有一般的人。
However, there are another group.
在人看来算不了什么。
In men's eyes, there are nothing.
但是他们却是被神所纪念的。
But they are remembered by God.
这些人在神的眼中像他的同人一样。
These people are like the apple of the eyes to God.
这就是圣经里面把很多人的名字记载在圣经里。
That is why many names are recorded in the Bible.
而且不仅仅记载在圣经里面，还说记载在神的纪念册上面。
Not only the Bible, it was recorded in the book of remembrance of God.
这些人可能是很伟大的人。
These maybe very great people.
这人可能是微不足道的。
Or maybe very common people.
有男的，有女的。
There are men, there are women.
有老的，也有少的。
There are elders, there are younger.
也有名字的，也有没有名字的。
There are those with name, there are even those without name.
但是这些人在圣经中都极其的宝贵。
But in the Bible, they are all precious.
我们很感谢神，圣经中把一串的人的名字摆在圣经的里面。
We thank God He put a series of names in the Bible.
这就是记载在路加福音里面，从亚当一直到玛利亚。
As recorded in the book, the Gospel of Luke, from Adam to Mary.
这实在是。等到到玛利亚这时候，追回到创世纪整个人的一串的名字。
You go back from Mary all the way to Genesis, you see a series of names.
很多人你不认识，我也不认识。
Many you may not know, I don't know either.
但是神却认识他们。
But God knows them.
不仅仅有路加福音所记载的那个家谱。
Not only in the Gospel of Luke.
也有马太福音所记载的家谱。
But also the genealogy in the book of Matthew.
这是关于约瑟的家谱。
It is the genealogy of Joseph.
这些人都是神所纪念的。
They are all remembered by God.
这个家两个家谱有些地方是重叠的。
There are overlap between these two genealogies.
有些东西没有重叠。
There are some that are not overlapped.
为什么？因为这个家谱里面有些东西加进来了。
Because there are some being added into.
有些人被摆进去了。
Some are put in.
圣经里面还不仅仅这样。
Not only that.
在希伯来书十一章那边有一串信心的见证。
In the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, there is a series of the testimony of faith.
他从亚当开始记，他从亚伯开始记载。
From Abel.
到最后怎么样？有一大堆的人都没有名字。
To the end, there are a large group that doesn't have even a name.
我弟兄姊妹，你把这些人再放在这个家谱的里头。
You put them into the genealogy.
你知道有多少？从古至今有多少的人是神所纪念的
？From the old to the to the new, how many are remembered by God？
弟兄姊妹们，你再把看看大卫的勇士们，你把它摆进去。
You put the soldiers of men of David。
你再把那些祭司、先知、士师们摆进去。
You put the priests in, the prophets in, the judges in to it。
你到了新约的时候，把那些门徒们、使徒们，把他们摆进去。
In the New Testament, you put the disciples, the apostles into it.
弟兄们，当你来读圣经的时候，读到保罗的书信的最末了，他的问安一大串的名字。
When you read the epistles of Paul, when he said greetings, a large list of names.
弟兄们，这些人记载在圣经做什么？
Why are they, their names being recorded?
他们乃是被摆在神所纪念的那些名册的里头。
They are all placed into remembrance of God.
而这些人都是圣经中跟随神的人。
They are all those who follow God in the Bible.
所以圣经里面把许多的人物摆在上面。
In the Bible, there are many people.
所以你来看看圣经的时候很有意思啊，大概可以分成两大类。
So when you read the Bible, you can see two groups of people.
在旧约的时候是神的选民，还有那些列邦列国的人。
In the Old Testament, it's the chosen people of God and all nations.
到了新约的时候是那些信耶稣的，还有那些不信耶稣的。
And in the New Testament, it's those who believe Jesus and those who do not believe.
弟兄姊妹，当我们要进入到这一个神所纪念的那个名册的上面
，If we want to be in that list of God's remembrance，
一定是那些相信神，在旧约里面是相信耶和华神，在新约是相信耶稣基督的那一批人。
It's certainly in the Old Testament those who believe in Jehovah God, in the New Testament believing Jesus Christ.
而在这一个信神信主的人这一个团体的里头
and in those who believe in God believe in Jesus
你去看的时候又很大概又很粗的分成两大类
roughly you can see two groups
有一个人说我得到了神的恩典够了
some says I have had the grace of God that's enough for me
但是有一些人他们伏在地上是为着神来活着
But there are those who live on the earth. They live for God.
他们在地上生活的目的好像就是为着神，好像除了之外以后都不是最重要的目的。
Their purpose to live is for God. Other things are not their purpose.
而这些人都是圣经里面所说的那些得胜者。
Those are the what's called overcomers in the Bible.
我想我们都知道很多有名的像摩西像亚伯拉罕像大卫
We know those famous ones like Moses, like Abraham, like David
像但以理以西结耶利米
Like Daniel, like Ezekiel, like Jeremiah
像保罗像约翰像彼得
Like Paul, John and Peter
有第一代的也有第二代的像提摩太提波
There's the first generation, there's the second generation likeTitus, Timothy.
同样的，圣经中也有一些你我都不知道的。
But also there are those who are not known by us.
当以利亚的时代
，the time of Elijah.
他那在拜巴利那么奉行的时候
，Baal worship was so prevalent.
以利亚觉得说，啊，只剩下我一个人侍奉神。
Elijah thought there is only one left which is me to serve God.
但是神的眼睛在偏察全地。
But God's eyes is searching the whole earth.
他告诉以利亚说。
He told Elijah.
他说，我为着自己的名留下七千人，是未曾向拜利巴利屈膝的。
I have kept for my own namesake 7,000 who've never bowed down to Baal.
他们在暗中敬畏神。
In the secret place, they fear God.
他们不向偶像妥协。
They do not compromise to the idols.
大先知以利亚不知道。
The great prophet Elijah.
但是神却知道。
He doesn't know, but God knows.
我再举一个圣经上很小很小的一个女孩子。
I'd like to mention a seemingly very small little girl.
这个人是活在伊丽莎时代的人。
She lived at the time of Elisha.
当亚兰把一些犹太人掳走的时候。
When Aram captured some,
掳走
Israelites.
那里面有一个女孩子。
There is a girl.
这个女孩子就成了乃麦将军太太的使女。
She became the maid of the general's wife.
用今天的话说，她是一个亡国奴。
She is one who lost her country.
但是当她知道她的主人得了大麻风症。
But when she knew that her master had leprosy,
全医没有办法医治。
None of the doctor had a cure.
而这女子却把神介绍给她的主人。
That girl introduced God to her master.
他说，在以色列中间有先知，他可以医治你。
In Israel, there is prophet. He can cure you.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个很小很小一个亡国奴，去为着神而活着。
A very little girl lost her country, but lived for God.
你我都不知道。
You and I don't know her name.
但是圣经却把它记载在，却把它记载在其中。
The Bible recorded her name, her.
感谢神。
Thank God.
神在每一个时代都要兴起为他而活着的。
Throughout the generations, God wants to raise up those who want to live for God.
机会是所有的人都有。
Opportunity is open to all.
但是愿意为他而活着的。
But those who are willing to live for him.
事实上是很少。
Indeed are but a few.
但愿我们能够成为其中的人。
May we all be among them.
我们来看一下圣经中有一些人。
There are some in the Bible.
我要请Youth的弟兄姐妹。
I'd like to ask the brothers and sisters among the youth group.
请你们念几段的圣经。
Could you please read a few paragraphs?
在撒母耳记上。
First Samuel.
可不可以请我们教会的下一代，你们再起来念一下吧。
Could the young generation please stand up and read the passage?
撒母耳记上第二章26节，请弟兄还姐妹啊，谢谢一起，好吧。
First Samuel chapter 2:26。
请你们一起念。
Please read.
Ah, 我们再读第三章第一节。
Chapter 3, verse 1.
前面第一句话就可以了。
Just the first phrase.
我们再念十五节啊，也是念前面一句话就好了。
Verse 15.
OK， 好，谢谢。请坐。
这
里面那么说，说有一个童子叫做，或者一个孩子叫撒母耳。
Here tells us a boy Samuel.
这个撒母耳怎么样？很小的时候就被送到会幕那边去。
When he's very young, he was sent to the temple.
圣经那样说，孩子撒母耳渐渐长大。耶和华一人。喜爱耶和华喜爱他
in favor of with God and men.
弟兄姊妹，在这里有一个童子。
Here there is a boy.
当他在成长的过程里面。
When he is growing up.
他说神人都越来越喜爱他。
He grew up in favor with God and men.
为什么这个童子会有这样的表现？
Why is he that way?
那第三章告诉我们说，童子撒母耳在以利面前侍奉耶和华。
Chapter 3 says, the boy Samuel ministered before the Lord under Eli.
我们想到原来那么孩童的时候，我们也可以来侍奉耶和华。
Even when he was a boy, he could minister to the Lord.
那你会说我小孩子做什么事呢？
You may ask, as a boy, what can you do?
15节，撒母耳睡到天亮，就开了耶和华的殿门。
Verse 15 says, Samuel lay down till morning and then opened the doors of the house of the Lord.
好像撒母耳做一件事，就是做个开门的工作。
He does nothing but to open the door.
弟兄姊妹，你觉得开门容易不容易？
You think open the door is easy?
太容易了。
It's so easy.
但是也太难了。
But it is also very difficult.
容易就是开门，这个动作太简单了。
Because open the door is so easy.
难在哪里？
But where is it difficult?
当大人，当神的百姓要来到会幕圣殿里面侍奉神的时候，若是这个门是关着，你进不去。
When the adults, if they come to the house of God, if the door is open, they cannot enter.
你必须趁着人还没来的时候，把圣的门打开。
You must do it when no one is here yet.
让人可以进去。
That others can enter.
如果你睡觉睡到太阳出来了，你起没有办法。
If you sleep until the sun comes out, you cannot do it.
要警醒。
You need to be awake.
孩童撒母耳在那侍奉耶和华。
The boy Samuel ministered before the Lord.
所以我们侍奉神不在于年纪大年纪小。
So it doesn't matter what our age is to serve God.
而在于你有没有那个心。
It is whether you have a heart.
你知道撒母耳是一个哪些人？
Samuel is a
Nazareth. 虽然是不是他愿意的啊。
Although it's not his own willingness.
但是他愿意听他母亲父母亲的话，把他自己献上。
But he's willing to be obedient to his mother to consecrate himself.
而且就在殿里面学习侍奉神。
To learn how to serve God in the house.
他看看神百姓中间来来往往。
He looked at the people come and go among God's people.
有些是有心的，有些是无心的。
Some with a heart, some without.
他看看那些侍奉神的人，有些是很敬虔，有些根本是道德生活很败坏。
He looked at those who serve God. Some are pious, some are very corrupted.
他知道神要的是什么。
He knew what God wants.
他从反面的环境中来学习正面的功课。
In the negative environment, he learned the positive lesson.
他不在那里埋怨环境的艰难。
Did not complain for the difficulty.
他不在那里埋怨说这个环境对我是那么糟糕。
He did not complain the poor environment.
他的心在神的面前。
His heart is before the Lord.
神啊, 在这环境中, 我要学习什么?
God, in this environment, what should I learn?
什么是你要?
What is that you want?
他在那边把自己分别为神,
he separated himself.
等到他长大的时候,
as he grew up,
他说他口中的言语, 神记住他所说的, 你有一句不应验的,
whatever comes out of his mouth never falls empty.
弟兄姊妹,
this is an overcomer.
从年幼一直到年老,
from young to old.
我们知道圣经中还有, 像高弟兄上一次提了, 雅各, 大卫, 彼得,
and there are others, as Brother Carl mentioned last time, Jacob, David, Peter.
我看他高弟兄很忠于雅各,
and Brother Gao has special favor of Jacob.
给他儿子取名叫雅各,
named his newborn son as Jacob.
是不是旧约创世纪的雅各?
Is it the Jacob in Genesis?
那今天我想提几个姊妹,
today I'd like to mention a few sisters.
你知道圣经中有一个人是外邦人, 叫做路德,
there is a Gentile named the Ruth.
因着婚姻的关系, 她嫁给以色列人,
she was married to an Israelite.
后来她的丈夫也过去了,
then his husband passed away.
她跟婆婆住在一起,
she stayed with her mother-in-law.
后来这个婆婆有一天要回到以色列地,
one day her mother-in-law wants to return Israel.
那她的婆婆叫拿儿米, 告诉她说, 啊, 你回去, 你赶快重新再嫁, 啊, 建立你的 幸福.
Naomi, her mother-in-law asked her to leave, go back and remarry.
但是路德怎么说?
But what did Ruth say?
她说,要催我回去,
do not let me go and not follow you.
你往哪里去,
wherever you go, I will go.
你在哪里住宿,
wherever you stay, I will stay.
她说,
your kingdom is my kingdom.
你的神就是我的神,
and your God is my God.
你在哪里死,
where you die,
我也在哪里死,
I will die there also,
也葬在哪里,
and be buried there.
除非死可以把你我分开,
only death can separate you and me.
弟兄姊妹,
what a song is this.
但是弟兄姊妹,
but if you turn this into a song,
你知道在这里有一个从那个低音一直唱唱到最高音啊,
she sings from the very low tone all the way to the very high.
我不知道你要把这个最高音摆在哪里?
Where do you want to place that highest tone?
他说你不要催我,
do not ask me to go.
我要跟你啊,
I will follow you.
他说,
follow
你往哪里去,
you to the end. Wherever you go, I will go.
他说你在哪里住,
wherever you live, I will live there also.
你的国就是我的国,
your kingdom is my
弟兄姊妹,
kingdom. A series of words,
好像一个音符音阶一直往上升,
as if it's a sound going all the way up,
而想到达到一个最高的底,
reach the highest point.
他说你的神,
your God.
好像在这里有一个姊妹在那个旷野在路上在那边喊着说你的神,
as if she cried out in wilderness, your God.
他说婆婆你的神,
mother-in-law, your God.
Naomi, 你的神啊,
Naomi, your God.
他说就是,
is
我的神,
my God.
他说我要拣选啊, 不仅仅是拣选你, 我是拣选你的神,
not only I have chosen you, I want to choose your God.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
这是路德的一个起点,
this is the starting point of Ruth.
他抓的是这一位的神,
she gets hold of that God.
我们知道路德后来的下面的脚步,
we know her footstep after,
走得何等的稳妥,
how stable are her footsteps.
但是也是很艰难,
in the meantime it was difficult,
但是她一直走到终了,
but she walked to the very end.
弟兄姊妹圣经记载说, 当她跟婆婆拿儿米回来的时候,
when she returned with her mother-in-law Naomi,
他说,
it was the time for the harvest of wheat.
弟兄姊妹,
if you imagine that picture,
在野地里头,
in the field,
那个麦, 麦子在微风中飘大。
Wheat are shaking in the wind.
那金黄色的麦穗在风雨中摇大。
Gold wheat is waving.
因为我不知道路德想什么。
I don't know what Ruth was thinking.
我在想。
I think.
路德说：“神啊，我跟着我选了你回来。”
She must have thought, God, I've chosen to come to you.
但两边田野里面，哇。那个麦子那样的丰收丰富。
And in the field, how abundant are the grain and wheat?
我不知道他会说，我有份其中啊。
I don't know if she might ask in her heart, is this for me?
但是等到他回到了家里头去。
When she goes home.
圣经里面没有告诉我们。
The Bible didn't tell us.
但我想是他的婆婆告诉他的。
But I think it's her mother-in-law told her.
她说信神是信神啊，但是生活很现实。
Believe in God and then also you live practically.
我是一个老人家，你也是个年轻的外邦的一个女孩子。
I'm old and you're a young Gentile woman.
我出去的时候是满满的出去，现在是空空的回来。
I went out with full hand, but I come back empty-handed.
生活怎么办？
How do we live?
我们的神负我们的责任吗？
Will our God be responsible for us?
但是圣经里面有几节的圣经好像是特别为路德来写的。
But there are a few passages that they are particularly given for Ruth.
他说穷人，穷人可以去拾取麦穗。
It says the poor can go out and pick up wheat.
聚居的可以去拾取麦穗。
Those who live temporarily here can go out and pick the wheat.
寡妇可以去拾取麦穗。
Widows can go out and pick the wheat.
啊，没有想到这个都是在集中在路德的身上。
And you never expected these all speaks of Ruth's situation.
他说，你回来的路上，田间的麦子。
When you come back.All the fields in on the way.
有一份是为你预备的。
There is a portion for you.
你要不要？
Do you want?
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
路德就出去拾取麦穗。
Ruth went out to the field.
她拿到麦穗，她想到这是神的恩典。
When she took the wheat, she knew it was the grace of God.
他想到我信的神负我的责任。
The God that I believed is responsible for me.
你去读路德，你会觉得这个女子很像我，很像你，很像我们。
If you read carefully, Ruth is very like you and me.
我们都是外邦人啊。
We're all Gentiles.
但是有一天听见了福音，我们进到神的国里头去。
One day we heard gospel, we entered the kingdom of God.
你要得到更丰富吗？
Do you want more abundantly?
弟兄姊妹，在这让我们看见。
Here it tells, let, gives us.
卑微来投靠神，是个蒙神祝福的一条道路。
It tells us to come to God humbly is a way of blessing.
很多人很喜欢路德记。
Many like the book of Ruth.
但是时间一直往前走的时候，我想没有人纪念她。
As time goes on, no one would even remember her.
但是当你打开新约圣经的时候，
When you open the New Testament,
你会发现有路德的名字出现在其中。
You see that the name of Ruth is in it.
路德生而贝德，而贝德生耶西，耶西生大卫。
Ruth beget Obed, Obed beget Jesse, Jesse beget David.
弟兄姊妹，圣经一开头没有把他忘掉。
In the beginning of the New Testament, she was not forgotten.
到了启示录最末了一本书。
To the book of Revelation, the very last book.
最末了一章。
The last chapter.
那么记载主耶稣说：“我是大卫的根。”
Jesus said, I am the root of David.
他说我也是大卫的后裔。
I am the descendant of David.
他没有讲路德。
Didn't speak of Ruth.
但是在大卫的里面，里头藏着的路德的生命。
But in David, there is life of Ruth.
这是一位被神所纪念的女子。
This is a woman remembered by God.
我想我要再提一下，有个人叫以斯帖。
Also, I'd like to mention the woman Esther.
后来她当上了皇后。
She became a queen.
最后那个因为整个民族都要遭遇灭亡。
When the whole nation was facing,
莫迪改告诉她说：“你要去见王，求情。”
Mordecai told her, "You need to go to see the king."
弟兄姊妹，在这里有一。以斯帖讲了一句很宝贵的话。
Esther said a very precious word.
她说：“死就死吧。”
If I die, I die.
弟兄啊，为着神的百姓，为着神的国度，她把自己放在其中。
For the people of God, she placed herself into it.
这是一个扭转一个时代的人。
This is an epoch-making person.
这是一个得胜者。
This is an overcomer.
我们再看还有一个人叫玛利亚。
Another one called Mary.
我们知道主耶稣就是借着他圣灵怀孕来到这个地上。
Jesus was through her conceived by the Spirit.
当天使来找他的时候
，When angel came to search for her,
我刚才已经说过，路加福音那一长串的一个名字里头
，In the book of Ruth, the whole list of names.
他没有把玛利亚写出来
，Didn't put Mary's name.
他只是说，夜色按人来看是西里的儿子。
Says from man's point, Joseph is the son of his father.
那个西里就是玛利亚的父亲。
But that father is Mary's father.
所以当天使来找他。
So when the angel came to see her,
弟兄姊妹，实在说不是天使来找他。
Indeed, it wasn't the angel.
是那一位天上的神知道在这里有一个女子，所以把重大的责任托在他的身上。
It was the God in heaven knew this woman, and he came to find her.
玛利亚说：“我是主的使女。”
Mary
行愿照你的话，成就在我身上。
Mary said, "I am the servant of the Lord. May your words be done unto me."
弟兄姊妹，因着这个女子把自己摆在神手里面。
Brothers and sisters, because of this woman is willing to place herself into the hand of God.
而带下来。那么大的事
brings down such blessing.
我想这些都是正面的。
These are all the positive.
我们再来看一个反面。
Let's look at a negative.
那个人叫参孙。
His name is Samson.
弟兄姊妹们，我们读到他的时候
，When we read about him,
我不知道你做什么感想。
I don't know what you think.
在这我们看到有一个被神所使用的。
Here we see a person used by God.
但是他的结局，最后眼睛被挖掉。
But his end, his eyes were broken out.
但是他在跟神祷告。
But he prayed to God.
他在那被人家讥笑。
He was scorned by others.
他说：“神啊
，God，
求你眷顾我。
Take care of me.”
可不可以再给我最后一次的机会
？Give me the last opportunity.
让我与仇敌同归于尽。
That I can die with my enemies.
神给他一个机会。
God gave him an opportunity.
他就跟仇敌同归于尽。
So he was consumed with his enemy.
圣经说他死的时候所杀的人比他活着的时候还要多。
The Bible said those he killed when he died were more than those he killed when he was alive.
弟兄姊妹，这实在是一个很凄惨的故事。
It was a very sad story.
但是圣经中把它摆在希伯来那个信心行列中间的一位。
But the Bible placed him in the Hebrew faithful testimony, the list of the Hebrew faithful testimony.
他实在是给我们一个见解。
He gives us a warning.
一面来说
，On one hand，
对失败的人有个鼓舞。
It is an encouragement to those who fail.
有个机会可以抓。
可以回头。
We always have opportunity to turn back.
但是那个代价太大了。
But the cost is so great.
但愿我们能够从这里被主拯救出来。
May we be saved by God.
那么我们讲了那么多，我们就说一下什么叫做得胜者。
Let's come back and look at what is an overcomer.
我实在不知道要怎么给他起一个名定义。
I don't know how to define.
我想今天的标题或许可以略略说出什么叫做得胜者。
I think maybe today's title could speak of what is an overcomer.
跟这一个神要有一个开始。
You have a beginning with this God.
那个开始就是你我的信仰。
That is the faith that we have.
这是我们信耶稣的起点。
That is the beginning we believe in Jesus.
从这个起点开始一直都往前走。
From that point we continue go on.
要持守我们的信仰。
Hold fast to the faith.
直到人生的终点。
Until the very end of life.
弟兄姊妹们，这是一个得胜者的脚踪。
That is the footstep of an overcomer.
我们每一个人都有一个好的起点。
We all have very good beginning point.
我实在很感谢神啊！当我们一信神那一天，神就把我们放在得胜者的行列里头。
I thank God that the moment we believe in Him, we are placed into an overcoming.
每一个人信耶稣的人都有一个拣选。
Every person have a choosing.
选什么呢？说我神啊，我要站在你这一边。
You say, God, I want to stand by your side.
神啊，主耶稣，我要接受你做我的神。
Jesus Christ, I want to take you as my God.
做我的救主。
To be my Savior.
用出来，不知不觉，神已经把你我的脚步放在得胜者的行列上。
Without knowing, God has already placed us into the footstep of the overcomer.
在这条的路上有多少的试探和引诱。
On this way, there are so much temptation.
我们会失败。
We will fail.
我们靠着主再站起。
But by the grace of God, we stand.
我们跌倒了，再靠着主，他说：“主，我不愿意停在这里往前走。”
We fall down, but we say we don't want to stay there. We stand up and we continue.
求主保守我，直到我人生的终点。
Lord, keep me to the end of my life.
仍然持守我的信仰。
Hold fast to my faith.
每一位得胜者都，人生的最末了都是在信靠神。
Every one of the overcomers until the very end, he is still.Having faith in God.
这是得胜者的脚踪。
That is the footstep of an overcomer.
我想最后我讲一个故事。
To conclude, I have a story.
这是记载在古罗马时代的一个故事。
It was about the old Roman Empire.
那边是一首歌。
There is a song.
这首歌的名字叫做四十个殉道者。
The title of the song was 40 Martyrs.
四十个冠冕。
40 Crown.
那是说当罗马大帝国在那逼迫基督徒的时候。
When the Roman Empire persecuting Christians.
他们就在那逼迫还有杀害基督徒。
They killed many Christians.
那这故事是说到说有四十个可爱的兵丁
There were 40 soldiers.
因为他们相信了主耶稣
Because they believe in Jesus.
那罗马的兵丁就要把他们抓去
And they were captured by the other Roman soldiers.
而且那时候抓到基督徒只有一个判刑就是死刑
When Christians are captured, there's only one sentence that is the death sentence.
这段时间刚好是发生在冬天冰天雪地的时候
It happened in the winter. It was very cold.
这些罗马政府很残忍。
The Roman empires were very cruel.
他们吩咐执行的人把他们所有的衣服都脱光。
They were all naked.
他们把他带到一个湖边里头去。
They brought them to a lake.
他们扔在那边。
And threw them into the lake.
让那个天冷把他冻死在那里。
They will just let them die there.
但是这个罗马政府里面他说，如果你们肯否认你们的信仰。
But the governor says if you can abandon your faith,
你们可以从湖里面爬上来。
You can crawl back to the shore.
你就可以免去死刑。
You can be spared from death.
那旁边就有些罗马兵丁在看守。
And there are Roman guards around them.
那其中有一个兵啊, 很特别。
There is a soldier very special.
他看到天空中啊, 有一个歌, 一直在那边歌颂。
He saw a dove.
唱什么歌呢?
What did the dove sing?
就是40个殉道者, 40个冠冕。
The dove was singing 40 martyrs, 40 crowns.
因为被执行的, 就是那40位相信主耶稣的那些罗马兵丁。
Because there were 40 soldiers, Christians, they were executed.
所以他就看到说, 当他们唱的时候, 这个冠冕啊, 一直往上升。
When he saw that when the dove was singing, there are 40 crowns rising up.
当往上升了, 他就觉得很奇怪, 那个歌不见了, 停止了。
And then he was very amazed that the dove, the song finished.
而且空中里面还有一个冠冕没有升上去。
And also there is one crown left.
他很惊讶。
He was very surprised.
他就看见有一个脚步声啊, 一直靠近他。
And he heard a sound, someone was coming to him.
原来是什么? 有一个兵, 他后悔了。
Because there's one Christian, he regretted.
他愿意爬上来。
He wanted to crawl back.
跑到这个兵的旁边的时候,
when he came to this soldier,
这个兵告诉他说, 你自笨啊,
he said, you foolish man.
如果你看见今天晚上我所看见那一幅的情景,
if you had seen what I have seen,
那种歌唱, 那个冠冕, 那个荣耀,
that song, the glory, the crown,
是整个罗马帝国不能够给你,
it is nothing the Roman Empire could give you.
我现在给你翻,
I would like to exchange.
我把他的衣服全部脱下来说,这个给你。
I can take off my clothes and give it to you.
他就赤身的怎么样, 跑到那个福林去。
And he went into the lake naked.
他加入那一个殉道者的行列里面。
He entered into the martyrs.
这个冠冕升上去。
And that crown went up.
天空中在那边弥漫着那种歌唱的声。
And the song was filled the sky.
40个殉道者,40个冠冕。
40 martyrs, 40 crowns.
到路中,持守到路中。
Hold fast to the end.
持守到路中的人有福。
Blessed are those who hold fast to the end.
我们开始所念的圣经说,圣啊, 他说, 我们也是神手中的工作。
The scripture we read in the beginning, for we are his workmanship,
是在基督耶稣里造成的,
created in Christ Jesus,
是为要行善, 就是神所预备叫我们行的,
unto good works which God has before ordained we should walk in them.
神要叫我行什么善?
What does God want to do good works?
就是今天我们在地上为他服侍。
That is today on earth we can live for him.
尊他伟大。
To have him as our first place.
不管环境怎样,
no matter what the environment is.
持守我们的信仰,
hold fast the faith.
直到路中,
to the very end.
在这一路上,
along the way.
我们会看见说神啊,
we will see.
你的意念向我何等宝贵。
God, how precious are your thoughts to me.
起数何等众多。
How vast are the sum of them.
当我来数算的时候,
when I to count them,
比海沙更多。
It outnumbers the grain of sand.
神啊，感谢你。
God, I thank you.
你是按着你心中的存在。
According to the integrity of your heart.
按着你那永远的计划。
By your eternal plan,
在那牧养我们,
you shepherd us.
你也用你手中的巧妙,
and you use the skillful hands.
你可以在各式各样的环境中,
in all kinds of environments,
引导我们走在这一条得胜者的路上,
lead us on the way of overcoming.
愿神恩待我们。
May God have mercy on us.
有一首诗歌是这样说,
there is a song.
他说我不敢稍微失败,
I dare not to fail but a little.
我比较喜欢那个英文,
I like the English.
他说他的英文的意思, 我不敢被打败,
I dare not be defeated.
弟兄们，不是说我不会失败。
It's not that I won't fail.
因为神把我放在基督耶稣里面。
Because God has placed me in Christ.
主耶稣他是得胜的君王。
He is the overcoming king.
我跟随他。
When I follow him,
他把我放在一个得胜的一个地位上。
He placed me in the position of overcoming.
所以就说，神啊，我不敢被打败。
God, I dare not to be defeated.
但愿神激发我们的爱心。
May God encourage our love.
愿我们能够跟主说，主啊，我不愿意被打败。
That we can tell God, God, I dare not be defeated.
若是打败我。
If I'm defeated,
求你的宝血洗净我的罪。
May your precious blood cleanse me.
求你在十字架上那个救赎的大爱在拯救我。
That the love of your redeeming on the cross will save me again.
让我忘记背后，向着标杆直跑。
That I forget the past, I run toward, press toward the goal.